Public hearing is subdivision 2006-19, Paul and Barbara Steele.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 1.52 acres into two lots, asking for a waiver from the street design requirements and being located south of Cubbage Mill Pond, north of an existing 50-foot easement, and being 650 feet west of Road 214.
Good evening. My name is Paul Steele.
Hang on for a second.
Oops, sorry.
And we'll recognize you here in a minute. We'll let Mr. Lank finish his presentation here.
Gentlemen, I'm just passing down a copy of the survey and site plan for this application. And I note that since this is an existing parcel being divided into two with access from an existing 50-foot right-of-way, it was not required to go to tax. All that.
Okay, and we're seeing it because of previous subdivisions?
We're seeing it because it's access from a private road and other previous lot conveyances. I think this went through the commission months ago, probably more than a month ago, but to be subdivided, it was felt by the commission that it should go to public hearing.
Okay.
I only have one copy, but I will pass down a copy of the tax map of the area, and it shows parcel 156 pretty much in the center. And you'll see there are, just so you can see where the 50-foot right-of-way comes and goes. Right on the south side of Cubbage Pond.
This also is known as Lily Pad Lane or
Lily's Way.
Lily.
Okay. All right then.
Okay.
The chair recognizes Mr. and Mrs. Steele.
Hi. I'm Barbara Steele. This is the first time we've ever done this, so bear with us, okay? We're property owners. I want to share with you a little bit of a history of the property. In 1996, we purchased a duplex, and it was two units with 1,700 square feet each, approximately. We totally renovated them. We put crush and run down on the street, and then we had a fire. In 1998, we had a fire, and it became one house instead of two houses. We actually had a lot of damage to one side, but we wanted to rebuild that side. The other side never got rebuilt. We didn't really have enough money to rebuild the other side at that time. So, and when we finally did, we were told that we needed to subdivide in order to put another house there. Because this was a duplex that was grandfathered in, and it was there for 25 years before we bought it. So all we're really trying to do is make the property whole again. Since then, we purchased the adjacent lot. We built our permanent home there. We moved in last year. We've paved the road all the way to our current house that we live in, and we wish to subdivide. Okay, it's paved within 100 feet of where the subdivision would happen. There are currently four homes on the lane, and we plan to put a 2,400 square foot home on the site of the new lot. And we know the property value will increase substantially. And I have four exhibits, but I didn't know to make copies for everybody. One is the survey showing the duplex that was there initially. And I X'd the one that's no longer there. The other is a site evaluation. We had one done, and it certainly perks fine.
Now, can we keep these documents?
You may keep those two. Okay. The other, you can also keep, is just a proposal of what we want to put on the property. And then the fourth one I need back, because this is a picture of the house that's there now.
Okay, why don't you hang on to that one, because if we can't keep it, it can't become
permanent. I know, I apologize. I should have come to one of these meetings previously.
And it doesn't, I'll tell you, that in terms of, it's a land use issue.
It's a land use issue, ma'am, so it really doesn't matter anyway. You're good. And you're not the first rookie we've had tonight, so. You're doing good. Okay. Anything else at this point, or may we ask you a few questions?
You may certainly.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
I just have a couple on understanding. Could you review why we're seeing this again, why we're seeing this?
It's a creation of a subdivision off of a existing road with access to other parcels.
So the existing road is...
To give due notice to the adjoining property to have access to those parcels.
So the public hearing is triggered by the fact that the road serves multiple parcels?
Multiple parcels.
Right, okay.
Okay, which is this road, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And this property sits like this, is that how I see that? And this little bump in here is this little bump in there, okay.
We've already improved the property. We've built a 4,600 square foot house on our lot. And they just appraised it for $650,000. So we've upgraded everybody's property on the pond already with moving papers.
Okay, and parcel, this hashed out area here, the land's described in the deed book 2708, is to be combined with parcel A. How does that work?
I'm not sure.
Road going through the middle. Is this, does this...
No.
We're not touching that at all. We're not sure what it is, but we probably have the rights to it, but we're not messing with any of that now.
Because it says it's part of with parcel A.
Mm-hmm. But it's not part of the
subdivision.
Of the size of it. It's not included in the size of it.
So the 0.076 acres is just that right there,
yes,
not this right here.
Well, but that's something we need to clarify, because if that's not going to be combined with that parcel A, that's technically a third lot. Well, I think.
Well, it's not. I believe it's part of the road.
Oh, well, okay.
Very difficult area to survey once you get past the lots that have been cleared, and these lots have been cleared.
The old.
Do one of you gentlemen have the tax map?
Don't make it hard.
Who's got the tax map?
Yeah. Right here. The boundaries of the hatched area do not reflect on the tax map anyplace as a separate.
That's not
parcel.
All that unusual.
No.
In fact, but what's interesting is, in my interpretation of it, it looks like the hatched area actually crosses over on two lots, 146.1 and 146.2. When you look at the tax map, it looks like it includes both of those parcels. So it's really confusing as to what that hatch area is supposed to be.
And who
But
owns
if you
it?
Look at the other survey, it's not even on there. If you look at our original survey that I gave you as an exhibit, that extra little piece is not even there.
I wonder why your surveyor put that on there.
Maybe he went a little more in depth than he needed to.
He may have found an old tax map that
maybe
he looked
gave
at
us too much information.
Yeah.
That piece there is, if you look at the other one, it's Lance of Fitzgerald, I believe it said it.
Well, I'll tell you, the easiest way to do it is if there is anything there that you do what the survey said and you have it combined with...
Yeah.
Parcel A.
Yeah.
Then that's fine. That's not an issue to us at all. All we want to do is just get back what we had when we started.
I have no further questions.
All right, so Mr. Johnson.
What is it that you're requesting about the road?
Nothing at all. When I went to fill out the application, I knew it was going to take a while, and it was suggested that we ask for that exception in case somehow the laws change, the rules change between the time that we applied and the time that we were heard. I was actually told we probably didn't need the exception, but it would be good to have. Being a novice, I did what...
You're fine, yeah.
Which doesn't need it, right?
So is
a lane... I don't think we need it because we have the crush and run down and we have it paved. So we've already taken more steps than what it initially asked for, I believe.
How far does the pavement go?
The pavement goes to within 100 feet of the property that we're subdividing. I didn't measure it. It goes to our, we paved all the way to our driveway.
They had, Nancy Morgan had, who owns the lot to the left of us, had paved it about 3/4 of the way in, and it was just crush and run all the way back. We took it all, we paved it from there back to our driveway.
Which is on parcel 157.
157, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so the rest is still crush and run going back.
So the dirt portion or whatever's underneath the cover is, that's not your property?
Yes.
It's the second lot,
it's
yes.
The second
it's
lot.
The lot we're talking, yes. Discussing tonight.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's the one that's not paved.
That's correct.
Okay, so basically where the pavement stops is where your property line stops.
That's correct.
Close to
on our first lot, not our second lot.
Okay.
It's probably, from the way they describe it, it's probably somewhere near the point of beginning, if you see on the drawing, because she said it's about 100 foot from the end of the property.
They brought it all the way up to here.
What happened
they brought it up to about there.
The lot used to be almost 2 acres. And when we learned the specifications that you needed 3/4 of an acre, we took a little bit of that and added it to our current home before we proceeded with this. But the drawing you have is totally 100% accurate. It doesn't show the part we gave to ourselves.
So underneath the leaves and the pine shats is crusher run? Is
yes.
That what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was bored the other day and took a ride down.
Okay.
Did you bring a fishing rod?
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Smith.
No questions.
Mr. Lang.
Questions.
Mr. Couts.
No questions.
Mr. Robertson.
No questions.
All right. Okay. We thank you. If you'll take a seat for a moment, we'll see if there's anyone here.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That cares about this application. If there's anyone here that has an interest in this application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-19 Paul and Barbara Steele? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-19 Paul and Barbara Steele? Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
One more question. Are the lots septic feasibility? Was there a septic feasibility?
Do we have septic feasibility?
I don't have one.
She did.
Yes, yeah,
I don't have a copy. Yeah. I haven't seen
it. You got it right here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. Any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. We invite you to remain so and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-20, Stella J. Mitchell, trustee.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadco 100, Sussex County, dividing 59.89 acres into 35 lots. Also requesting a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet and being located south and east of Road 242, 1,074 feet west of Road 319.